are fictitious for Ms. Mabel Williams, M-A-B-E-L-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. The patient date of birth is 12/21/43, date of service 5/8/2023. The patient is having an extremely severe pain. She is here for follow-up. She reports of severe pain 9 to 10 in both knees and left shoulder. She is unable to walk. Her radials are affected. She is unable to go for surgery at this time due to family issues, although she has been referred to an orthopedic surgeon on the last visit. Currently, the patient's goals are met with some pain relief, and she has been informed that her pain medication will be controlled and reduced to Tylenol codeine, which is a Schedule 3, and she has been advised about marijuana certification and use of marijuana that is allowed in the state of Michigan, according to state law. At this time, she has a severe spasm in the left side of the upper trapezius muscle, for which injection was advised, but has not been, patient didn't want it to give a consent today. Her pain level is from 7 to 9, and the areas that are affected are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient does report 90% relief in the pain, and ADLs are as follows. The work is affected 10, general activity 9, walking ability and relationship with other people is affected 8, mood, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. For the rest of the patient history for system review, for the additional history, as well as substance abuse, compliance is to please review the chart. And physical examination, blood pressure is 163 over 46, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 4/4/2023, dictation number is 0413-010. The plan is to continuously push the patient for orthopedic surgery and get a clearance from her physician. And on the next visit, she'll be provided only Tylenol codeine for pain relief as it is scheduled. Three, and easily allowed for pain control compared to narco, which is abusable. And regarding the spasm in the trapezius muscle, patient is provided with a muscle relaxer, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day, 90 tablets. She's also provided Lyrica for additional pain control, 50 milligram at 8 hourly. For pain control, I have also provided a compounding cream that is ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, pralocaine cream, along with naltrexone tablets. In addition, I have provided Narco 7.5-325 capsule once a day, PRN. And other than that, the patient is supposed to use heat and do some therapy and go from there. Thank you.